Today, the Trump administration announced it would end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. The Obama-era program protects undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children, shielding them from deportation and allowing them to obtain work permits. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, about 100 protesters gathered in downtown Anchorage to oppose the decision.
The protest was organized by the left-leaning group Indivisible Anchorage, which is part of a network of groups that popped up to oppose President Trump's agenda. Shoshana Stone is one of the organizers. She says for many DACA recipients, living in the U.S. is all they can remember.
They've been here, living, working, going to school, and, this is just a wrong.
There are fewer than 150 DACA recipients in Alaska, according to the Center for American Progress, out of about 800,000 nationwide. Earlier this year, President Trump told ABC News that these people, known as Dreamers, quote, shouldn't be very worried about deportation. Anchorage Assemblymember Felix Rivera is among the protesters who say Trump is being unfaithful to his word.
The president today broke a promise to 800,000 young individuals who, by all rights, are Americans. They just don't have that piece of paper.
That sentiment was echoed by Leah McDermott, an Anchorage immigration attorney. She says anticipation of the president's decision rushed several of her clients to renew their DACA permits. She even had one client file last week, right under the wire.
We didn't know exactly what would happen, but we knew that something could be announced today, and so I definitely wanted to get it filed before that happened.
The Department of Homeland Security will not process any new permits going forward. But McDermott says the president's decision doesn't mean that Dreamers will be immediately deported.
A lot of people with DACA have other options for staying legally in the country, and they may not be aware of that. So my advice to them would be to consult with an immigration attorney and find out if they have other options available.
Current DACA recipients can hang on to their two-year work permits until they expire. After that, the program is in the hands of Congress. The Trump administration is delaying fully ending the program until March 2018. The president said that gives lawmakers 6 months to pass new legislation if they want to protect Dreamers. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.